Ever since Immigration and Customs Enforcement moved flight operations from King County to Yakima, Central Washington has played a growing role in federal deportation proceedings. NWPB's Enrique Perez de la Rosa has more.
A new report from the University of Washington Center for Human Rights estimates that, on average, 160 people in ICE custody flow through the Yakima Airport each week, some to be held at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, and others for deportation. Since May, local observers have counted about 1,900 people getting on and off ICE flights operated by private carriers. Angelina Godoy directs the office that wrote the report. She says the increase in movement of people signals a growing financial relationship between local Yakima governments and the federal deportation network.
That means our public entities, whether it's the county jail or the city of Yakima and running the airport, need to consider what are the ethical implications of being involved in that work that we know is committing human rights abuses on a regular basis.
The report found no cases of physical abuse on flights to and from Yakima, partly because ICE is protective of that information, Godoy says. Unlike the county, the city has no contract with ICE, but city officials say action against the flights could put federal grants for the airport in jeopardy. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Yakima.